You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Roger JP on the bone, Real Raw Radio. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. Do a top 10 list in about 10, 15 minutes or so, where you guys got to send the top 10, try to win the bounty prize. So there's a story of a new shortage, and it's one we've had before. The brand new shortage that is coming, and they're warning you now, is ketchup.
Oh, will I go on?
Wasn't this like a year ago?
Less than, I think.
Where there was no ketchup on the shelves? Remember that, Brett?
It was briefly.
I didn't fall for it last time, and I ain't falling for it this time.
But I actually took a picture. I mean, the shelf was literally empty of Heinz ketchup. And then I think there was maybe a little bit of Hunt's. But the problem is, because we're all ordering food delivery food, they all come with packets. And so Heinz is forced to try to feed that. And so they're making tons of packets. And I guess the packets are running short. They can't get enough to the food delivery services. So the bottles are running short because they're focusing on making 12 billion packets of ketchup. 12 billion packets of ketchup we go through in a year.
Looking it up, it was exactly 1 year ago.
Was it?
So it's a scam.
Maybe it is. The April shortage.
An annual scam.
So,
and like I said before, barbecue sauce is better. Don't sleep on barbecue sauce, people.
With you. I'm fist-bumping it right now. There we go. It's on.
Shortage shmortage.
I know we all, you know, will say Heinz ketchup, whatever. But if you think with a blind taste test, any of us would be able to tell the difference?
Yes. Vinegar. It's too much vinegar in the other one.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. I can't tell you the last time I had it.
Oh, is that why Hunt's is runny? Is that what you're saying, Monica? This is the thicker. This is the, it's slow good Heinz, so that's why, because that's less vinegar, so it's less runny.
Maybe that's
is that what
it.
You're saying?
I just know the taste. It tastes way vinegary, and I'm not a fan of the vinegar.
So as long as you get a packet of ketchup at whatever fast food place, and it doesn't even have to have a brand on it. As long as it says ketchup, I'm good.
Dude, what about
seems to work?
PDQ and their packets of ketchup, where they have it's like a little mini. It's like, do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's, you can either take off the top of it and then squirt it on your french fry, or you can open the whole thing and dunk it in. Do you know what I'm saying? They give you that option? Oh, come on. That's fantastic.
The ultimate inconvenience.
Take your little squeezy rip-off top thingy and shove it.
She's so passionate about her ketchup packets.
She likes it.
And the amount of wasted ketchup packets every single year probably lead to this potential shortage. Like, when you go out and they just put a handful, they either put none in a bag or they give you 50 when you need two or three.
Now,
let's be a little more reasonable.
How I'll know when there's a really a Heinz ketchup shortage, when all of a sudden they can't afford to pay for the naming rights of Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. When that happens, then I'll be worried that there might actually be some sort of shortage.
Welcome to Heinz Field. What happened?
Now, I'm not here to feed into JP's love of stereotypes. However, I was watching TikTok.
Hold on. I don't love stereotypes. I just don't have a problem with stereotypes because they come from somewhere.
Well,
I don't have a problem with them. I don't love them.
Might possibly. I'm not saying you are right. However, there's a whole stereotype TikTok I think you would enjoy. And I think I sent you one or two before of Italian ones and that sort of thing. But
is it called racist talk? What is it called?
I don't know, but I tend, because of my algorithms, the things I like, I always get the Hispanic ones, and they're all true.
I know what that one's called, but I can't say it.
No, you can't. But the one is that he's like, why do Hispanic households do this? And they have all these different examples. And one of them was, and she opens her fridge, and in the little butter thing, there's, and on the side, there's a crap ton of little condiments of like ketchup and whatever. And I'm like, don't open my fridge right now. there's little packets in there. I don't know why we do that.
Well, let me bust the stereotype because some white people do that. We have a little small like Glad baggie of like ketchup and duck sauce and those little packets of stuff in the top little thing on the door of the refrigerator with the little hood over.
Then you know what? Stereotype busted. I love it.
Or are we culturally appropriating?
You are. Way to get your own thing, white people.
Yeah.
Why you got
it? You know what, Roger? You know what it is, though? And Roger's Mexican housekeeper probably set that up that way. And that's why.
There it is. Got to the root of the problem.
Excuse me.
So it's not your fault, Roger.
That's it.
The help did it.
I said to her, I only have $100 bills, so for extra work, alphabetize my condiment packets and put them in the top shelf of the door. And she did.
And she had to.
Elevate my feet while you alphabetize.
Remove my pants and elevate my feet immediately and alphabetize my sauce packets from the restaurants.
You know you've made it when.
Filter out the non-Heinz ketchup packets and the low sodium soy sauce packets.
Yeah.
We want full sodium soy sauce packets. My feet still aren't elevated. Let's go.
Your Highness, how do you feel about the tartar sauce packets? Are they allowed in there? Or are they just
That's
ditched?
A thing.
Oh, they're all up in my
face. They are where I'm from, JP. Please.
Oh, you like tartar sauce?
Yes. Put it under tea.
Oh, that's good. They're filed first.
In case you don't know, I'm going to mansplain to you.
Oh, that's wrong.
Very nice.
D is for duck sauce. Two.
How many packets?
Two.
That's not many.
Two.
More than that for one egg roll.
I only request.
Fine, you can have three. Yes, Monica, you may speak now.
Do you only allow the fancy PDQ ketchups in there with the options, or are you allow the little kind that you have to, you know, slice off the top?
That's very good. We're going to have fancy PDQ ketchup from now on. Remove all the other packets. Fancy PDQ ketchups immediately.
Do you file it under fancy, PDQ, or ketchup?
Oh.
Whatever you want. I'll leave that up to you.
Oh, you're so
that's
giving.
That's your choice.
Nice.
But don't eat any. Please. Stay away. My feet aren't elevated. Still.
You can give the other kind, the old gross kind, to the help. They don't really deserve.
Throw it on the street.
Oh, God.
Where you'll be if you don't do that immediately.
You know, JP, one day you or I will be rich enough that we can be that guy.
Hey, you can only hope.
How did that? It started in the beginning of the show. How did we start with? How did we even get into that in the beginning of the show? What was about the feet elevated thing?
JP said he's doing the show from his bed, and I'm like,
"Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right."
I'm like, "You should at least sit up at a table." He's like, "No, I'm laying down." And I'm like,
okay. "I'm laying down."
And then really truly started it was he said his daughter came in and he caught himself because he's like she asked me for money and I only had. And then he kept going with the story. I'm like, you only had 50s or something. You only had big, huge bills.
How insulting. He only had 50s.
That's more than our $25 PDQ gift cards we give away. Sweet sriracha sauce immediately.
Oh, that's definitely under S. That's good.
Double S. Don't put it in the single S section.
Well, thanks, rich guy.
Or you'll find your S on the street. Both have S's in that.
I have a weird crush on rich guy. I don't know why.
Yeah, you like
He's
him?
He's just such a dick.
Pour some Chipotle barbecue sauce on me, Monica.
Okay, I will.
And we'll talk.
Okay.
Or I'll talk.
Can I be your, help? Your staff?
Yes.
Can I help you with your staff?
I need ID, though. Do you have an ID yet?
She's out.
Are you over 19, finally?
I only have an electricity bill. That's it, and that's all. Bring my Tico bill with
me. Fine!
Well, thanks, Rich Guy. That was very...
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.